Happiness Advantage, the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel success and performance at work. Author Sean Accor. Happiness first, success second. If you observe the people around you, you'll find most individuals follow a formula that has been subtly taught to them. That is, if you work hard, you'll become successful. And once you become successful, then you'll be happy. This pattern of belief explains that most often motivates us in life. Success first, happiness second. The only problem is that this formula is broken. If success causes happiness, everyone who has ever accomplished a goal of any kind should be happy. But with each victory, our goalposts of success keep getting pushed further and further out, so that happiness gets pushed over the horizon. Even more important, the formula is broken because it's backward. Even more than a decade of groundbreaking research in the fields of positive psychology and neuroscience has proven that the relationship between success and happiness works the other way round. The 7 principles. There are 7 specific, actionable and proven patterns that predict success and achievement. Principle 1, the happiness advantage. How happiness gives your brain and your organisation the competitive edge. Today, a shift in the field of psychology is underway. We've been led to believe that happiness orbited around success. Now, thanks to breakthroughs in the burgeoning field of positive psychology, we are learning that the opposite is true. When we are happy, when our mindset and moods are positive, we are smarter, more motivated, and thus more successful. Essentially, scientists define happiness as the experience of most positive emotions, pleasure combined with deeper feelings of meaning and purpose. Happiness implies a positive mood in the present and positive outlook for the future. The chicken or the egg. Research shows that unhappy employees take more sick days, staying at home an average of 1.25 days per month, or 15 extra days a year. This means that companies and leaders who take measures to cultivate a happy workplace will not only have more productive and efficient workers, they will have less absenteeism and lower healthcare expenditures. Capitalizing on the happiness advantage. Here is a number of proven ways we can improve our moods and raise our levels of happiness throughout the day. Each activity listed not only gives us a quick boost of positive emotions, but also helps our performance and focus in the moment. Meditate. Find something to look forward to. Commit conscious acts of kindness. Exercise signature strength. Principle 2, the fulcrum and the lever. Changing your performance by changing your mindset. While we of course can't change reality through sheer force of will alone, we can use our brain to change how we perceive the world, and that in turn changes how we react to it. Happiness is not about lying to ourselves or turning a blind eye to the negative, but about adjusting our brains so that we see the ways to rise above our circumstances. Move the fulcrum, change reality. Reality is merely our brain's relative understanding of the world, based on where and how we are observing it. Most important, we can change this perspective at any time and moment, and by doing so, change our experience on the world around us. This is moving the fulcrum. Essentially, our mindset and in turn our experience of the world is never set in stone, but constantly in flux. Principle 3, the Tetris effect at work. Training your brain to capitalize on possibility. Everyone knows someone stuck on some version of the Tetris effect. Someone who is unable to break the pattern of thinking or behaving. Often this pattern can be negative. We can train our brains to scan for the positive and become experts at capitalizing on the happiness advantage. The power of a positive Tetris effect. When our brains scan for and focus on the positive, we profit from these 3 most important tools available to us: happiness, gratitude, and optimism. The more your brain picks up on the positive, the more you'll expect this trend to continue, and so more optimistic you'll be. It turns out that optimism is tremendously powerful in the predictor of work performance. Principle 4, falling up. Capitalizing on the downs to build upward momentum. On every mental map after a crisis or adversity, there are 3 mental paths. One that keeps you circling around where you are currently. Another mental path leads you towards further negative consequences. This path is why we are afraid to conflict and challenge. As for the 3rd path, it leads us from failure or setback to a place where we are even stronger and more capable before the fall. To be sure, finding the final and 3rd path in the challenging times isn't easy. In a crisis, we tend to form incomplete mental maps, and ironically, the path we have trouble seeing is often the most positive, productive one. Principle 5, the Zorro Circle. How limiting your focus to small, manageable goals can expand your sphere of power. According to a legend, a masked hero named Zorro roamed what is now the southern western United States, fighting for those who could not fight for themselves. But according to the legend, Zorro was not always able to overpower 10 men with the slash of a sword. Circle of Control. The concept of Zorro's circle is a powerful metaphor for how we can achieve our most ambitious goals in our jobs, our careers, and our personal lives. One of the biggest drivers of success is the belief that our behaviour matters, that we have control over our future. If at first we concentrate our efforts on small, manageable goals, we regain the feeling of control so crucial to performance. By first limiting the scope of our efforts, then watching those efforts have intended effect, we will accumulate resources, knowledge and confidence to expand the circle, gradually conquering a larger area. Hijacked at work. When small stresses pile up over time, they often do in the workplace, it only takes a minor annoyance or irritation to lose control. In other words, to let the jerk brain into the driver's seat. When the hijacking occurs, we might lash out at a colleague or start to feel helpless and overwhelmed or suddenly lose all energy and motivation. As a result, our decision-making skills, productivity and effectiveness plummet. This can have real consequences not only for individuals but for entire teams of organisations. Principle 6, the 20-second rule. How to turn bad habits into good ones by minimising barriers to change. Habits form because our brain actually changes in response to the frequent practice. It turns out that as we progress through our days learning new facts, completing new tasks and having new conversations, our brains are constantly changing and rewiring to reflect these experiences. In fact, within our brain are billions upon billions of neurons, interconnected in every which way to form a complex set of neutral pathways. Electrical currents travel down these pathways from neuron to neuron, delivering the messages that make up our every thought and action. The more we perform a particular action, the more connections form between corresponding neurons. The stronger the link is, the faster the message can travel down the pathway. This is what makes the behaviour seem second to nature or automatic. This is also how we become skilled in an activity with practice. Juggling has become a habit cemented in your brain by a solid new network of neural pathways. Principle 7, social investment. Why social support is your single greatest asset. In the midst of challenges and stress at work, nothing is more crucial to our success than holding on to people around us. Yet when the alarm bells at work go off, all too often we become blind to this reality and try to go it alone. And as a result, we end up circling helplessly at some dead-end corner until we run out of air. Once we start capitalising on the happiness advantage in our lives, the positive changes quickly ripple out. This is why positive psychology is so powerful. Using all the 7 principles together sparks an upward spiral of happiness and success, so that benefits become multiplied. Then the positive effects begin to ripple outward, increasing the happiness of everyone around you, changing the way your colleagues work and eventually shaping your entire organisation.